either way, it's like coming from further away, bouncing out, and then it bounces and hits the mic, right? I mean, you studied music production, so I don't know, but
no, I know
that's how I imagine it. Like, it bounces, and because that's what echo is as well, right? It's just bouncing all over the walls.
Yeah, true.
And it bounces first it bounces throughout your body.
It's more like you use your body as a bagpipe, so you're
right, squeezing out air.
Yeah, so if you, like some really talented singers, they'll just use their whole diaphragm as like a kind of bagpipe, and then just make the sounds in their throat, pushing the air through that sound, if you know what I mean. So they'll make the configuration to say a letter or something, and then they're just pushing that air through their esophagus and out.
It's like on a recorder, the holes you press down, that's like the vocal cords, that's what it like goes through.
Exactly.
But you blowing into the recorder, that's like coming from your gut.
At least that's what I think.
Or from your diaphragm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember someone showed me once as well, who's like, she's a really talented singer.
Mm.
And I was trying to sing, and she's like, you have a nice voice, but you gotta try to go lower in your body, you know? Come from...
pushing from the bottom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. And there's something very gross, like... the same way, like, breathing through your mouth has, like, a gross connotation to it versus breathing through your nose. I feel like it's the same with people who just talk from their mouth. It's, like, talking all the way up here. Like, you're just coming from up here. I don't know. Something very uncomfortable about it. Versus a nice, like, using the full body, coming from below, out. I don't know.
You think for men and for women, too? But also, I don't feel like this podcast should always go back to men and women all the time. Like with yesterday.
I think that's my fault. It's been such a obsessive...
it's just Jordan Peterson.
Subject. Jordan Peterson, even before that, like, I used to just think about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I a feminine man? Is person X I know a masculine woman? Is that why I'm friends with her? Like, mm-hmm. It's just something to think about.
It was like a dictating factor in your social...
Yeah, and in arguments I had within my romantic relationships as well were all like... or a lot of them were based around that. But yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be the male-female podcast.
Yeah. But anyway.
Welcome back, right?
Yes, welcome back.
It's Friday evening.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired, man. I did zero today. Big fat zero. I went for a run 2 days ago, which was amazing. And I was like, wow, it's this easy to be back on track. Look at me go.
Yeah.
But just not doing the shopping or my laundry for these past 48 hours, that's just made me feel like shit.
Right. If you just had those things in the bag.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But not all is lost. We
still have the podcast, and it's all momentum, you know?
What a dire way to start.
No, it's not dire. I think it's honest.
Yeah.
I mean, all I did today was, like, take out the paper. This is so boring, by the way, but I took out the cardboard and paper, threw it out, and I bought toilet paper, and I, like, uploaded some files that I wanted to upload for just something personal, and, you know, I don't know. It's a strange thing, but it feels like something. I think because I went outside, it feels like something.
Right,
but before that, I was just in bed watching The Walking Dead. Like, I had one of those days where I woke up but didn't get out of bed for a while, you know?
Because
I just wake up and my phone and my computer are right there.
Yeah. I woke up to a lot of notifications as well.
Oh, no.
Which was bad. I had to go back to messages.
Isn't it?
I mean, I woke up at like 2.
I woke up like a bit before that, but not much better.
Yeah, I had messages from 9 a.m., people just asking a simple question, and then I'm replying at like
half
2, 3. It just didn't feel good, and like...
I had that as well, actually. My mom messaged me like just, you know, probably 2 hours after she woke up, but at like 9 as well.
Mm.
And I saw it at like 5
mm-hmm.
when I was walking to the store, and I... Yeah, it's weird. It kind of hurts to think that people have lived that morning and you really haven't, and they're already like further along.
Yeah, the mornings are so so dense when you get them. When you wake up at 7 or 8, by the time it's 12 o'clock, it feels like a full day.
Yeah.
If you've been used to getting up at like 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah.
Or 1, or even 11. Like,
it's an insane feeling being used to this non-rhythm right now. But you know, there's other times where my attitude towards is just comfort, and I'm like... I'm a student kind of age, and I can lean back and enjoy the messiness of my house and you know, fragility of my sleep schedule.
True. Thank God we're not like 35 living like this.
Yeah, 35 and living like this, it gets real ugly.
But it could be real easy though, you know? It's all exponential.
Yeah, I can see that path like unfurling for sure. But even then, I gotta think, sadly, I have to, this does come from Jordan Peterson, but it's really just from the Bible. I even forget
the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Anyway, it's one of the
like some David and Goliath.
It might be Abraham or something who anyway only goes on his biblical adventure at like age 50, you know, right, after not making much of his life all this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I don't know. I try to keep in mind, you know, that you can get healthy at the age of 50 or get successful then. I mean, that's not what I'm aiming for. But it's the same kind of thought I needed when I was going to high school of like, in a way, none of this matters. Life is way beyond these grades, these classes, and I need to have a part of my brain that can just ignore it all, because I can't just live in the reality all the time that says school is at the top of the hierarchy and it's the most important thing and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Can't always be believing in that story, you know?
Yeah, true.
And that's why as well, I don't want to walk around with any like, I have to be a millionaire when I'm 30 kind of stories. Even though I see the value of them for others maybe, but
yeah. Yeah, they can be kind of destructive, especially when it's even earlier than that, when people want to kind of be famous at 22 or even like 18 or whatever.
Yeah, be famous at 18, die at 27.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But then on the other hand, I'm like, all these people I look up to were famous by this age, you know? Like, I'm probably...
That's happened to me with Tyler, the Creator. Because he was really famous at 18.
Yeah, I was thinking of Earl Sweatshirt. He started rapping with like at like 16 and joined Odd Future.
Yeah.
Around that time, I think.
But they're just doing their thing, man. Like, the art comes first. They're just famous as like a byproduct, I think.
From the way
they do it, they kind of just create in a vacuum and then...
Just like all these YouTubers, you know?
True. They were real goofy and real weird in the beginning.
Yeah, and they just went in for the art, and now people are going in for the money, and it's different.
But also, they developed as human beings, so they're also coming in for the art, but at a different level, you know? Like, the Earl Sweatshirt, people be coming to him now for his beats and his unique style, which is more mature than when he started, you know? Even his subject matter.
For sure. That's why, I mean, he's especially like, yeah, I mean, he got sent away to a school.
Mm-hmm.
Right while Odd Future was like blowing up because of that subject matter.
In Kenya, right?
Kenya, I think it was Samoa.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. And it's still kind of crazy to me now. I watched a very recent interview with him, and I guess any part of your life gets dissected as a celebrity, but if I was interviewing him, I would like not bring that up, you know? I feel like that's so personal, like your mom taking you out of the like artistic collective you're joining because of the subject matter you're talking about, because of the habits you're forming, because of the dependencies on like weed, for example, you're forming. I don't know, so deeply personal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if the music is deeply personal, it's strange to me that can just be brought up with lights and cameras and mics on, you know?
True. I guess strange. It depends on the context and the person asking the question. If, let's say it was like, you know, Sway or Charlemagne the God or whatever. These guys, it's kind of their job, and the fan base kind of expects people to ask questions and stuff like that. So maybe if we went in as these two kids, you know, with our real hip-hop hour and asked it, we get a big no.
That's a good point as well, yeah. Definitely.
And I think a lot of movie stars go through that process of all these little indie kind of movie journalism productions that come in, like, from Marvel and stuff. And they have to talk to, like, 70 people in a day. A lot of them just don't know what they're doing. They're just wasting their time and asking them cringy questions, man. That's like a tough thing to go through.
Yeah.
But there's this BBC radio presenter who all of them love, you know? Who all of them, like, sigh with relief when he walks in. They're like, nice, man. I like your questions. I like your games.
Who is it?
I don't know his name. He does BBC Radio 1.
Is he the guy who did the interview with Kanye where he's like, I just told you who I think I am? A god?
No, that's Zayn.
Oh, okay. That's Zayn. I thought you meant him. Because he always seems to come in with a lot of research and a lot of...
Yeah.
Maybe it's not him.
I think he might have worked for BBC Radio 1 before.
Yeah.
But it's this different guy who does, like, movie... Yeah, who does actors and stuff.
Oh, okay, I see.
And he'll do stuff with the MCU boys and girls. Yeah.
It's just outdated as well. Those interviews. They're just sitting in hotel rooms... Going through like 70 people in a weekend.
They are and they aren't, man.
Like a Good Morning America type of shows, and I don't know.
Yeah, true.
It's weird.
Well, they've all definitely transitioned to YouTube.
Like yeah, Jimmy Fallon. Now they're going on Hot Ones.
Yeah, true. That guy's amazing as well, Sean Evans.
Yeah, he used to really annoy me, but I see his value now.
Me too. I thought he was a bit like just a little puppy, like scraggling at the side of the.
I thought he kind of talked like a robot in a way. But compared to what's out there, he really is a good interviewer.
Yeah, man. And he's a good guy. He's not a... There's some interviewers that are like... who negatively impose themselves as like a heavy energy. There's this guy, Stephen A. Smith, and he talks about the NBA.
Yeah.
And there was this other guy who used to be on Complex. Joe Budden.
Oh, Joe Budden.
What a terrible
atmosphere. He's the ultimate example, though, of like a toxic... Yeah. Dude, what a toxic podcast as well.
I only listened to one episode with Chance. With Big Brother Chance.
Yep. Oh, no, I've seen some excerpts from that, yeah. No, there's always like drama. There's always drama.
Fucking drama, man.
DJ drama.
Hot DJ mix.
But I'm catching myself now in my head, like, which I didn't want to do, but I'm thinking, like, about the ratio, like, of discussing things, like, outside of ourselves or discussing our personal lives and whatnot. It's weird. It feels a lot... On the one hand, like, I feel a lot safer talking about, you know, media or... things in the outside world. Mm. On the other hand, I'm like, there are fan bases involved and people could get mad about your opinion on someone else. But definitely talking about your personal life doesn't come with those same risks, but it's like...
And who needs like another opinion thrown onto something from a podcast? You know what I mean? We might as well share something that's unique to us.
True.
Like something from our experience.
True, but still the podcasts I watch that are, you know, this week they talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Last week they talked, or last month or whatever, they talked about Elon Musk buying Twitter. I'll still, if I like them enough, I'll listen.
Yeah, but for the Blueberry Tent, I think
The Blueberry Tent is something a little more niche. It's where you come for blueberries.
Yeah, to avoid the drama.
Yeah.
The waves on the top of the ocean, we're trying to bring you down, down deep in the submarine. To the Blue Lagoon.
And this is, we're introducing our rebrand. We're going to actually be called the Blueberry Submarine.
Taking you to the Blueberry Hills at the bottom of the ocean.
Dude, we did not prepare for this one at all. Yeah, it's for sure. But do you want to address at all the podcast we recorded yesterday? That's probably not going to be up.
Yeah, there were some echo issues, but
we had some audio issues.
We recorded on my phone and Daria's phone.
Yeah.
And we had me, you, Daria, and Max.
Yeah. Oh, actually, what we did in that one is say our names
at the beginning
or now. Whenever. If people get this deep, they get to hear our names.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. No, you don't. I can cut this out.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. I mean, my name is already on it on Spotify, so I can't really escape that.
Mm-hmm. We had the whole conversation last time about... naming studios and who goes what and whatever. I felt weird after you left.
Yeah, right?
I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said these things, but I was trying to think about why.
And what, you're talking about, like, whose name it should be under?
That kind of talk and that kind of stuff.
No, I felt uncomfortable as well. It's weird because it's about, you know, ownership and it's about finances and it's about who contributed more to this.
Right.
It's the kind of stuff that friendships get ruined over, you know?
Exactly.
For real, like, if you have a successful project, you know? Who was really, you know, there on the computer coding it? Who was the hype man, you know? Or who was just there?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe someone came up with the original idea and then the other one executed on it. Like, that stuff is weird.
Yeah, true. And currently it says your name on the Spotify.
Yeah.
And we have all the previous podcasts where it was your thing. And I was happy for it to remain, like, your baby, you know?
Yeah.
That you could travel with and take. And I was even thinking of the last 5 years, like, all the places that you've been and all the things that had happened, and if you just had your mic there. Or, like, the Zoom recorder?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Like,
I was thinking about that at the time, you know? Sorry.
No worries.
When I was 19 and I was in Peru,
mm-hmm.
I was there with, like, really interesting people, telling really interesting stories and stuff. And that's when I was also really promoting it, because it came out only a year ago at that point. And I was like, yeah, I have a podcast. And I was always like, maybe we could do one together sometime, you know? And none of it ever really came to fruition because I wasn't traveling with my setup.
Yeah.
But it would have been great. But even then, but you know what I think we could do? We could have multiple formats within one podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Or multiple...
like a kind of crossover events. So it could be like a podcast.
Yeah.
A DJ set.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if I have things where I go around interviewing people and you have a, like, live producing session or whatever, or where you sit down with someone and write a song? Not that that's what you would do.
Yeah, the Blueberry Tent is this place where we come together. I mean, that's what I was talking about as well with the Oddball Studio. Like, to make it part of a collective thing that we would both have.
Yeah.
And then we could each have separate things outside of that.
Because we are two separate people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea, I don't know, I like, yeah, just mainly that idea of this being the, like, Boston and Anonymous podcast.
And Blueberry Tent?
Blueberry Tent, yeah, of us talking, maybe with a guest here or there.
Yeah.
And maybe there would be an episode that you do where it's just you sitting down with your sister, you know? And maybe I would do one where I just sit down. What?
That is so funny the way it came out.
I'm just trying to not, like, drop any names if you don't want that.
Right, true. No, I'm probably not going to remain anonymous, because if they go back to that episode 5, I think.
Yeah, your voice has changed a lot, though.
True. That's true.
But I think a lot of it is also not as important. Like, once we're in... even when we get to, like, the double digits of episodes... like, time moves on, you know? Like, I have no idea, really, what we said in that episode we recorded 5 years ago. That's what a crazy amount of time. I can't believe that's 5 years ago. If we had kept going then...
That's what I mean. Like, 5 years is crazy. And, like, also last summer. Imagine we had it summer 2020. That's what I was thinking of, too.
Nah, we weren't focused, but...
no, but imagine you had kept... like, nah, we had kept it going. And it was still there 5 years in. And we had that energy in those... in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Of that summer where we had all these people staying, and it's excellent.
Yeah, it would have been amazing. It would have been really interesting to look back on now, especially.
I'm just...
What are you looking for?
I'm going to charge it for the laptop.
Well.
Ay, Dios mío. Mi hijo.
And we got power.
Yeah, we do. Thank God, man. Imagine the electricity went out. We'd be fooled. We got no money. We got no food, no money, nothing.
No money. I'm going to be... next, I'm going to do some work this week on it again. And next week's episode, I'll premiere my Irish accent, okay?
Wait, let me get up.
It's going to be very offensive.
I downloaded TikTok last week for the first time. You know, your only thing is you're being too, like, too hearty. You're like, too late, Herson. It's like,
right.
Much more stripped back.
Yeah,
much
more,
like,
that's flat. But that's the difficult part about doing any accent, right? It's too exaggerated. And the really impressive different accents people can put on are more, casual.
Mm.
How people would actually speak to each other.
Right. But yeah, you're almost there, you know, is what I'm saying. You're 80% there.
I'm gonna go there. I just need to keep practicing. Like, earlier this year, it was definitely better. I was getting some tips from you.
Yes, indeed.
But even you, you barely even talk like that.
Yeah, because I lived away for like a big chunk of my childhood.
For the formative years.
Yeah, I wasn't born in Ireland. I was born in Honduras. And I only spoke Spanish till I was 2.
Right.
And then went to Malawi, learned English and forgot the Spanish. Then went to Ireland. Went to an Irish school.
Mm.
I didn't speak any Irish.
Forgot the English. Started speaking Irish.
I wish. No.
But I think, you know, for this podcast to really be successful, I got to start putting on a Dutch accent. You start putting on an Irish accent.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll be at the top of the, like, European podcaster charts.
So true.
Before you know
it. What a way to bridge the countries, the nations.
As well, yeah. True.
We need your help, man. We're fucking doing our way.
Yes, it's really a struggle. We're trying to get the number one European podcast here. I'm here with my friend from Dublin.
Yeah, right.
It's so much more like cool and chill, like the Irish accent. Holy shit, dude.
No, you just gotta put on your cool, chill Dutch accent. Someone from Rotterdam.
Yeah, that's hard to do in English, though. No, but that's another one. Like, that's an accent I do in Dutch, right? But it's like very offensive. It's very, like, I'm sure to people that are actually from Rotterdam, it's like a real stereotype. You know, they're like, yeah, we kind of pronounce some words that way, but what you're doing is just like the
accentuating it.
Yeah, like the media version of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we said we're gonna start with accents as well. Being like, oh,
I like
that. Hey, Bastene, ¿cómo estás?
Estoy bueno.
Nah.
Nah, that's gonna get us cancelled real fast.
We get in trouble. Let's see. I was even thinking, do we need to make a podcast? There's so many podcasts out there.
No, we do. We really do, you know? And it's the cumulative effect. Once you've been in it first, because I used to think like that, definitely, but it's just not true. Like, when H3H3 started doing this podcast, podcasts were already taking the world by storm, you know? Mm-hmm. You could have said that about him then, and now it's like one of the number one podcasts on YouTube, or even Cody Ko with Tiny Meat Gang. Yeah. Or there's this Dutch guy, this historian, who's like in his 70s, who does a weekly podcast, which started only in the past 3 years. It kind of been much more recent than that.
Mm.
And it's great. Like, it's very funny. Like, it's very informative, you know. And you can still get a niche audience anyway, I think.
Yeah.
I just think there's room for growth in it still. Especially if you keep going for a while.
Change as we keep doing it.
Definitely.
Like, episode 50 is going to be completely different to episode 1 and 2.
Definitely, yeah. We're still just finding our footing.
Yeah.
But I think the first episode was already, like, entertaining. Was pretty good. It was natural.
Yeah. But like you said, of not knowing whether to comment on things in the, like, on issues or give opinions or talk about ourselves. I'm trying to think of what source to come from, you know? To just keep conversation going. And like you were saying, one of those podcasts is very informative. And I'd say he probably has a production team to get some...
That one is very funny. Like, it's this guy called Martin van Rossum. Mm-hmm. You actually saw him in real life when we went to that taping of The Slimste Mens. Dutch quiz show about, like, it's called, like, who's the smartest human, you know? And they just, it's like trivia questions. And so he's a media guy, but he's also, like, a historian and a professor. What he does is he sits in his car with, like, a millennial dude who kind of asks him questions sometimes and handles the production elements. But it's really just the two of them in his car. They meet once a week, you know? He doesn't have to worry about anything because he's, like, how do you call that? He's not techno-literate.
Mm-hmm.
So all he has to do is show up, sit in that car, talk for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy handles all the social media and the production and all of that stuff. And it's a great setup, you know, because if that guy wasn't there, the millennial guy, you wouldn't hear this guy's voice in the podcast sphere. I don't know. It's very niche though. But I'm really glad it exists.
Yeah. But also they have the format's already set up there. They meet in the car. It's good, it sounds good already. It's already like a good recording studio.
True.
And do they drive around or just sit in place?
They just sit in place. Like the car is not a big part of the show. it's because maybe they started during Corona as well, during quarantine times. Yeah, well we could say now. Okay, next week, next Friday. By the way, maybe we should even say that, like, we're trying to put these out every Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe we have a better setup, hopefully.
Okay, we each have a mic and some sort of video recording us.
Video recording us, and I think, like, an arm, some kind of device to hold the microphone.
You have one, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't attach to this mic. Anyway, we'll talk about this off air. we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But I like that. Well, we can call this one, like, technical difficulties, this episode. But wait, what were you saying right before? Because I wanted to comment on something you said there. About having the format already sorted.
Yeah, being in the car, having a talking point as well. This guy is clearly the older man.
Right, he's the historian. But, I mean, he just shares things openly in an unscripted way. Or they'll maybe have a list of important news events that are recent, and he'll
but then also elaborate. The podcast changing as time goes on, or that it's about us growing up and documenting our progress.
Like, but I think there's that element to it. Then there's an element to it where we can talk to guests, right? Which can be a lot of fun, which can bring... Like, I can think of a lot of people in our circles right now that I would love... just for our lives to have a documented and for them as well to have a documented conversation. True. that I know they would have interesting stuff to say. And also I wanted to say, like, what did you say, who is it for, or what is it for? Mm-hmm. Dude, our last episode got 14 listens. I have no idea who those are. We didn't promote it anywhere, right? We didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Who knows, you know? But if people like it, they can tune in. And and I think they'll be along for the ride, yeah, with us more than anything. With us more than any format or any setup. They'll just become interested in us, you know?
Yeah.
And what we're going through and our dynamic. I hope so, anyway. I should also mention, I guess maybe I'll have more to say about this next week, but I gotta leave in like 15 minutes. Because I gotta go work all night, like 11 to 7 in the morning. Which I've never done before.
Yeah.
But it'll be a lot of fun, I think.
It's a good bit of cash, though. How much is it per hour? Like 16?
It's 16 an hour, I think.
That's pretty nice.
I mean, when I get that money, you know, I'll have to do my groceries, but I can reinvest back into the podcast.
Yeah. I might do some research on that tonight. Some mics that we can hook up to the,
definitely, the Scarlett. Yes, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and even if I can mix... on the podcast, that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh wait, should we still keep going for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your notebook from last week?
Which one?
You jotted down some stuff that we wanted to address. By the way, this week, this episode right now is very much brought to you by coffee. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm speaking way more frantically.
Coffee and human will. I'm dying, man.
This episode is brought to you by adrenaline and tiredness.
I need vitamins. Okay.
Oh, I took another one of those vitamin C tablets today.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. That's like heaven.
So good, man.
Okay. Key stage 5. Man, sorry for shooting you down so hard last podcast.
Key stage 5. But I was thinking, I listened back to it. Is key stage 4 a real thing?
I don't know. I think it was key stage 1. I think we were in key stage 3 when we were with Miss Linda and Miss...
Yeah, I think so too.
Mr. Willem. But yeah, that was referring back to MIS. To Maputo International School.
Maputo International School.
Yeah, and it was the British system. So we had key stage 1 to key stage 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And we were saying, what part of life are we in? Man, we're still in key stage 5.
Key stage 5, yeah.
He's at key stage 7, you fucking muppet.
I think if we referring to the academic cycle, we could say after the summer, will be in Key Stage 6.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's no way not to. I mean, we could appoint it to ourselves now, right? Like, did we graduate or no?
Did we graduate? I'll definitely try to graduate. I definitely will graduate.
Did we pass the final exam?
Yeah, I'm going to have 3,000 here at the end of the summer.
There we go. That's a nice goal right there.
I think I need it.
Yeah.
For living expenses next year.
Yeah.
If I just want some cashing.
And to invest in the podcast.
Yes. And into everything else that's going to unfold.
Yeah. Unfold, dude. That's how we should look at this podcast. Just things will unfold.
True.
And we're just like, if there's a piece of paper, it's been folded. Is that the right word? Let's say it's been folded 24 times.
Let's say you're making an origami swan. Okay.
There's an origami swan, and we've only just begun to unfold like two corners of it. And we're trying to get to that big piece of paper. You know, we're trying to get to that clarity.
To the source. Well, we definitely will. Next thing was cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance?
Yeah, that we talked about on the last podcast. I didn't do any research into it, but I'm so guilty of it. And it's like, knowing to what the right thing is, or like, you know, knowing how to spend your time and spending it otherwise. Like, kind of being the spectator of your own, not doing.
Yeah. And like being somehow disconnected, like a disconnect between your actions and your mind reflecting on them.
And your moral judgment.
Yeah.
Or your just how do you spend your time? I mean, that's what it comes down to for me.
Does it also encompass like kind of lying to yourself about what you're actually doing?
In the moment.
Yeah.
And then I guess, you're just disconnected.
Yeah. I think as well, like I said last time, that cognitive dissonance should be shattered through. But in a way, I know I probably live in a lot more cognitive dissonance as well than I'd like to admit. And I know those moments when it does, when that kind of sheen, that carapace gets lifted for a moment. And it's very anxiety inducing, you know, right. When you're actually real with yourself for a moment and see your own life in all of its fucked upness. Like, I don't think anyone can bear to see that all day, honestly, of their own life, you know, all the selfish things you're doing, all the ways in which you're not living up to your own standards, all the people you're letting down. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can already hear in my own mind, and I know there's tons of people who I'd bring this up to, and there's a ton of positivity, mental positivity being spread out there. Like, even today I saw someone's story. They're like, today all I have to do is exist and be feminine, and that's all I'm doing today. And that's great, you know, that's a great attitude as well, and just accepting what is and accepting that you're good enough. But there's something else as well. Like, I don't think you should just sit around learning how to accept everything all day. You should get moving as well.
True.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
But maybe you need an amount of cognitive dissonance to function.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's useful in war and stuff like that. And maybe that's what happens with like PTSD and stuff. Where people end up erasing parts of their memory.
Right. Erasing only to like relive them in not helpful ways all the time.
Yeah. But like, I'd say like cognitive dissonance is like an unhealthy state.
Right.
For the brain. It's like an unhealthy brain.
Right.
So it's just trying to bring it back to healthiness. And that's through just the actions we take every day. Did you drink water? What time did you go to bed?
Yeah.
What you eating?
Actually, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm feeling so energetic right now. Also, something I did this morning, I drank 3 glasses of water right away.
Mm. Helps.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sorry. I gotta get out of here.
There's the tolling of the bell.
Yeah, the clock the clock is like literally ringing right now.
Cinderella hour, let's go. Okay, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Once again,
my bike is about to turn into a big onion. Gotta get to the ball.
Yeah.
For real, thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
And we'll be back next Friday. So, and please give a 5-star rating if you can on Spotify.
Yeah, true.
Or even on Apple Podcasts, it would really help us out.
If you listen to one episode on Spotify, you're able to give it a rating. Just a 5-star rating right after that. So, hey. I'm gonna have to become better at plugging in.
All right, bless up, everyone.